Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. My name is Anders Leo Lindberg, and as usual, I will be your host as we are embarking onto a journey way into the future. It's almost like science fiction, or maybe not, but at least we'll go to 2035 today. So I'm very excited to take you there, at least share our view on what that future will look like for the finance function. Let's try to kick things off. This morning, European time at least, we released another blog post as we always do every Thursday. This week's title is Finance 2035, Vision for the Future. You may recall last week that we discussed different kind of prestigious consulting houses' view into the future, 2025, which we're almost at, or 2030. We shared some insights about them. We passed a bit of verdict. It was easy to do when you don't put out your own. And then we said, we're going to make our vision as well, but why not take it 5 years further into the future? So we will do that today. How will the finance function be 10 years from now compared to today? If the past 10 years should serve as a benchmark, many would argue that the function of finance won't be radically different. However, with AI entering the stage, we believe there's a potential for the finance function in 2035 to differ from today radically. 10 years back, no one talked about artificial intelligence as a real option for the finance function or even businesses at large. It wasn't that the capabilities weren't technically available. However, they weren't scalable and they were too expensive to use. One reference point stuck with me over the years is from 2018, when I attended a small executive conference. One of the organizers referred me to a leading AI developer who said, if I had $6 billion, I could run the whole finance function of a major oil and gas company on artificial intelligence. This, of course, is a compelling opportunity. However, no finance function, not even in the world's largest companies, cost anywhere near that amount. However, with the constantly diminishing cost of technology, it's safe to say that the $6 billion price point has moved significantly down since 2018. For artificial intelligence, the inflection point is certainly drawing nearer if we haven't already reached it. Here, generative AI was likely the tipping point. Don't take it from us. Take it from a renowned computer scientist and professor at Stanford University, Fei-Fei Li. She said, this moment in AI is an inflection point. In November 2023, a year into the journey, let's say, of generative AI, at least the ChatGPT, which came on in 2022 in November. Yet, AI doesn't play a significant role in most finance functions today. In a recent poll on LinkedIn, 71% said that they hadn't started to use artificial intelligence in their finance function yet. This is where the opportunity lies. And while it's probably fair to say that finance is rarely an innovator or early adopter, we should expect finance to be part of the majority. That means we should expect artificial intelligence to be a central component of finance visions moving forward. In today's show, we will aim to define a vision for the future finance function centered around AI and a clear ambition for what role humans should play. Let's get concrete, or at least as concrete as one can be if you're talking about a vision. Let's talk about the vision for the finance function in 2035. You might think that such a vision is centered around artificial intelligence taking over the finance function as envisioned by the AI developer that I referenced earlier. AI will indeed play a much more prominent role and certainly perform many tasks humans used to do. However, the general idea is also that this sets humans free to do what they do best. Based on this, we would formulate a vision for the future as follows. Think AI first to realize the people potential of your finance function. We'll break this vision down into its components and discuss what we mean in further detail. But meanwhile, let us know in the comments, what do you think about this vision? Does it make sense? Does it excite you or does it scare you? Let's try to break it down while you think a little bit about that. Think AI first. For any task you perform in the finance function, old or new, you should consider how AI can solve this task. Don't abandon the idea that AI can solve it because AI can. However, once you understand how, you can consciously choose whether the benefits outweigh the implementation cost at this time. Establish an AI board that continuously reviews and challenges previous assessments as the field evolves so fast that yesterday's choices may not be tomorrow's solutions. And then reverse the burden of proof from AI to humans, meaning you must prove why humans should perform a specific task rather than AI. Secondly, realize people potential. Once you have proved which tasks humans should do, you need to upskill them to do them successfully. Describe the intended outcomes of human tasks and what skills are needed to perform them. Continuously assess the current team to understand their gaps and build and continue to develop a plan to close them. Broaden the finance talent pool as well, as you will likely need to find capabilities in adjacent or perhaps completely different professions. Finally, finance function. The definition of a finance function is not going to change, but it now encompasses both human and AI workers. Humans remain in charge and must be able to oversee the performance of AI-driven processes and implement new ways of working when internal or outside changes call for it. There's a strong focus on the collaboration of humans and AI to ensure maximum use of the AI capabilities available. While focusing on the finance function, it must be interconnected with all other functions and the overall company purpose and direction so that we don't develop solutions in a silo. That would be a shame and something, of course, we have been hurt by many times in the past, not just in finance, but also in other functions. There's no change to the core responsibilities of the finance function either. Finance still must ensure compliance with rules and regulations, perform the necessary level of control to ensure high quality data and accountability across the company, and act as advisors to business leaders on making the best possible decisions. The change in the coming 10 years is the continuous redistribution of work between humans and AI, and our ambition level for performing each of these roles. So let's give some examples. Compliance. Today, we advise the finance function to meet only the minimum compliance requirements. Going above and beyond creates no value. However, in the future, AI could drive a much higher level of compliance at the same cost, provide anomaly detection, and provide automated improvement recommendations for control. Today, most companies spend months budgeting and forecasting every year. This doesn't count the management reporting needed to follow up on the agreed out numbers. In the future, AI can facilitate a much smoother budgeting process, on-demand forecasting, and quicker management analysis and reporting. Now on the advisory side, today, there is too little time to provide insights and advisory, and our insights are often too shallow and arrive too late in the decision-making process. In the future, powered by generative AI, these insights can come in minutes though. Few well-directed prompts and you're there. AI or all finance and accounting professionals should be comforted that we shouldn't expect a revolution in what a finance function is. This doesn't mean things won't change significantly, of course, but the function will still be recognizable. It's crucial that senior finance leaders support their teams through this transition. So, what's the vision for humans in the finance function? Whether you're excited about this future or fear it, probably comes down to personal preference. We should recognize that going through this change will be tricky. Hence, we must describe in a lively, practical, and pragmatic way how humans will work in the future finance function. When we say we should realize human potential, we to a large degree talk about learning new skills. To seize the challenge, we could consider what skills will be in the highest demand in 2035. Perhaps normally we would use maybe the World Economic Forum for this, but they haven't released their 2035 predictions yet. So instead, we went to the American Association of Retired Professionals in the US, who also are obviously keen to understand what's going on in the future. They highlighted 10 skills. The first, technology use and development. The second, technology design and programming. Then you had resilience and stress management, complex problem solving, leadership and social influence, critical thinking, creativity, originality and innovation, active learning, analytical thinking, and reasoning and ideation. So none of these skills essentially are, at least maybe the technology skills are AI related, you could say, but most of these skills are not something that AI can do so well today. So that's why these are likely the ones to be in demand in the future. It's relatively easy to see why these skills will be in high demand, as they relate to creating and deploying new technology or skills that AI cannot mimic yet. This presents a clear roadmap of finance professionals in the future. A, develop and deploy new technologies in the finance function, or B, develop skills that AI cannot yet do. We have different personal preferences, of course, so we cannot say which path is right for you. However, we know for sure that you must make a choice. Both paths require training and the use of the active learning skill, if you will, which is likely something you need support from your current and future employers to develop. A lot will change in the finance function towards 2035. And if you are a senior finance leader, now is the time to start formulating your vision and action plan. Consider adopting an AI-first approach today and challenge your existing working methods. It may still be too expensive to bet heavily on AI, but it would be surprising if you couldn't identify at least a few relevant use cases. Knowing that 71% haven't started yet, definitely the time is now to get started. Use these to experiment and gather intelligence for developing your 2035 vision. Where would you predict the finance function to be in 2035? Of course, we have talked a lot about AI. That's not the only thing. So what work do you think humans will be doing? And how would it look like? Curious to hear from you. Share in the comments. Definitely curious to know there. You can also let us know afterwards in case we don't get to discuss the comments here. We have Natalia here saying, I think AI will perform more than 70% in finance in 2035 as an average in the world. We cannot deny that there are different economics in the world, so it is likely that emerging economies maybe will achieve 50% in finance in 2035. Yeah, obviously we will see differences between companies, industries, countries, and so on. So it's of course an average, but 70%, that's very ambitious. I would say transactional processes probably 95%. Human interaction maybe not so much. So whether that average then it goes to 70%, let's see. But just reiterating the vision here, think AI first to realize the human potential in the finance function. AI needs to free time for humans to do more value-added work. This is key, cannot be understated. So hopefully you can also see the potential of this. Next week, we will unfold this vision into a specific strategy for the finance function of the future. So stay tuned for that. And I look forward to seeing you all again next week. So thanks a lot for joining today.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.